what is happening to these children living in besieged areas in Syria? How dire is the situation?
Well, the situation is really dire for kids. Obviously, this is the fifth anniversary of the conflict, and kids have been suffering for a very long time. But in these besieged areas, it's particularly difficult for children. They are getting very little medical services. They're actually eating grass and leaves, and their parents are having to tell them that that's okay. There's not enough of anything in these areas. So children are really suffering in the besieged areas.
And how do we help a completely lost generation of children? How do we help them recover?
Well, I think the most important thing for kids is going to be able to get back to some kind of a normal routine. And school is incredibly important. And Save the Children spends a lot of time in these kind of situations trying to get kids into any kind of school. Now in these besieged areas, you're actually having kids go to school underground just to stay safe. But one of the things we want to make sure with the ceasefire is that we continue to uphold humanitarian law, which basically says you are not supposed to bomb schools, and keeping schools safe is a really important part of this. The other thing is trying to help kids psychologically. A lot of these children have gone through tremendous trauma. So trying to work not only on their physical needs, but also their psychological needs, that's incredibly important.
Because you have these children who are basically living in fear every single day, I can't even imagine the emotional toll that takes on a human being. But one thing I do want to ask you about, aside from the problem of going to school, is how much of a problem is it of teenagers being recruited to fight with either rebel forces or terrorist groups?
It's a big issue. Child soldiers continue to be a big issue in the conflict. And if you can imagine that families and children themselves lose hope. And so if there are offers of jobs of any type, oftentimes, sadly, kids will enlist. And that's something, again, that is completely against humanitarian law and something that we try very hard to make sure kids are not drafted into service.
And Carolyn, for the children who end up as orphans, who have no parents, no family members, what happens to them?
Well, we're seeing a lot of these kids actually as part of the refugee flow into Europe. There are thousands of children that are traveling on their own as refugees, and those are some of the hardest cases. Sadly, they're often preyed upon by smugglers and traffickers. So it's really important to make sure that we identify those children and try to get them support services along the way. But those are some of the hardest cases, and some of the work that Save the Children is doing across Europe is really focused on those unaccompanied children.